I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Asheville Citizen Times reporter Jennifer Bowman. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us, what's the latest with this investigation right now?
Well, there haven't been many details on the nature of the investigation. What you have seen, however, is a little bit of movement as far as what the county commissioners have been doing. You've seen them meet with an attorney, though they haven't hired him. So you've seen some questions about that. And you have seen some actions that may be... you may see some actions that are kind of related to what was going on during Wanda Green's tenure. You recently saw the finance director, though he served in that capacity for 2 years, have this formal appointment by the county commissioners, kind of something that they needed to fix based on how that occurred 2 years ago. And you're seeing some changes as far as the internal auditor, kind of giving that more of an independent role, having a little bit more control given to the audit committee on whether to hire or dismiss that role. So it was a little bit of a change as far as oversight, and that could tie into also the new county manager Mandy Stone kind of putting her own marks on the administration, and kind of as they try to do what they've really been touting is this push for transparency.
Some of the movement though has been in people coming and leaving government or switching their positions or involving their pay. So tell us about that. What has happened since Wanda Green left?
Certainly some position changes that have, I would say, maybe piqued the interest of some people. It's been discovered that with several relatives Wanda Green had employed while she was county manager, you've seen changes there. You've seen her son, Michael Green, was a business intelligence manager making a six-figure salary and resigned the same day that the investigation was confirmed. It's also recently come to light that one of her sisters changed her job as part of what they described as a voluntary reassignment. So she went from financial services manager, where she was also making a six-figure salary, to taking a $30,000 pay cut to become an accountant.
And to say this, there were her relatives there. That's not all that uncommon that there would be relatives working in county government, though. That isn't really what sort of that's piquing everyone's interest, correct?
No. Wanda Green, the Citizen Times has reported on the fact that she's had relatives employed by the county for some time. That's been a few years now. And she said at the time that there's over 300 employees related in some way or the other. Maybe people don't agree with that being the case. I mean, we're certainly not a small county. We're not super large, but there's certainly some questions about that. I think it's the timing mostly that's raising some eyebrows when you see this, when there's so few details being released about the investigation, that you're seeing these personnel changes and how close those people are to the person who's the subject of the investigation, I think might even raise some more questions.
And the lawyer who spoke with the county commissioners also spoke with someone in the federal district attorney's office. Can you explain that to us too?
Yeah, that's been a pretty interesting little part of the story. Sean Devereaux is a well-known name and for an attorney here in town, and he had a closed session with the county commissioners. And there's some questions on whether that was a legal closed session because he hasn't been hired. And so that kind of raises some questions of whether you can cite attorney-client privilege to go into a closed session, and just what exactly his role is. He also did speak to a federal prosecutor that came to light with an email. I don't think there's anything crazy about a lawyer and a federal prosecutor talking. I think that happens often. Of course, people know each other professionally. They've worked together for years. But I think it just kind of shows that there's more of an involvement than, what that closed session was, which has been described to the public as, just a chance for a very general overview of the federal investigation process. And I should probably note, too, that it's not crazy to think that the county, even if it's not being investigated, it doesn't seem crazy that the county would hire, outside legal counsel or seek some outside help as they kind of navigate through this process. Certainly, it's not a run-of-the-mill situation. But you are seeing kind of, certainly a well-known name as far as attorneys go, helping assist with the process as this moves along.
And that sort of gets to this point. This is really just all speculation about the federal investigation right now. There's been no charges. There really haven't been any details about what they might be looking at, correct?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're not seeing anything as far as the nature of the investigation. The U.S. Attorney's Office has been you know, and it's actually usually don't confirm or deny investigations. But I think given the nature of who exactly is under investigation, this was something they confirmed. So all they've said is Wanda Green and others are under investigation. They haven't released any details, mostly just really referring it to as a law enforcement matter. So you really have no idea what's going on. And certainly you're not hearing any kind of details coming from the county as well. I think there's you're seeing at least on social media, a lot of desire from the public to kind of get more details. Of course, I think it can be difficult in this situation, kind of wrestling with how much transparency, how much can we be, how open can we be with the public while still trying to protect the integrity of a federal investigation. So I think that'll be interesting to see kind of how the county wrestles and deals with that as this moves along.
Jennifer Bowman, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.